Hi, this is Steve Bleistein, and it's time to get into the zone. The growth zone, that is. Welcome to Successful Change, Navigating the Transition. This is going to be the first of two segments. The first segment, I'm going to be talking about letting go of the old. In the next segment, I'm going to be talking about going through the rough patch. As a consultant, I'm often asked how change can be effectively implemented in a company. Now, many companies experience failure when attempting to change, and I often hear about the reticence of staff to change. My most successful clients recognize that achieving a change requires a process of transition. Now, there are two phases of the transition, a phase of letting go of the old, followed by a rough patch as people begin to embrace the new. Trying to circumvent parts of the transition or to rush it results in failure. Now, I've helped many clients successfully navigate transitions in changes related to strategy, product development, sales, and others. Let me talk about some of the key success factors that I've learned. So first, in this segment, I'm going to be talking about letting go of the old. This is the first phase. The first success factor is selling the problem rather than the solution. People need to be convinced of the weight of the problem that's being addressed, not just the benefits that may be achieved if they are going to go through the pain and effort of change. The second success factor is clarity about what will be let go and what will not. It's important that there be no confusion whatsoever about exactly what will still be done and what will be dropped. You know, for example, one of my clients was making a transition from very transactional approaches to sales to a much more consultative approach. Now, the third factor of success is openness with information when it is available. Now, leaders often withhold information about impending change to avoid upsetting or worrying people. Now, employees are smart and they know when something is up. In the absence of information, people will imagine the worst. The reality is rarely as bad as what people make up. So sharing information is always a good thing to do. It helps people prepare and makes them feel that they're being treated with dignity. And this also raises trust and credibility of a leader. The fourth success factor is not denigrating the past. Most companies are successful and achieve their success by the way they did things up to the point of change. It's important to recognize that success and to celebrate it, so that people don't see the change as an indictment of what they've achieved or the way they had done things up to them. It's not an indication of failure. Change is a natural part of any successful growth and is rarely an indication of past failure. Now, the fifth factor of success is giving people time to grieve about what they may lose without hyping what they will gain. Every change involves some sort of loss, whether it is a way of doing things, one's immediate work colleagues, a product, a place to work, or an atmosphere. Now, trying to get people to see the bright side about what it is that they have to gain rarely works and can come off as patronizing. Recognize people's feelings of loss and allow them to work through them. And also recognize that some of the losses are very emotional and subjective. As a leader, it is important to take these seriously. And finally, success factor and letting go of the old. Understanding who wins and who loses in a change and compensating the people who lose in some way. Compensation doesn't have to be money. A different level of position, a new role, and recognition are all kinds of compensation that my clients have used. Be creative, but note that it's important that compensation be viewed as real and not as token. If it's viewed as token, you really risk adding insult to injury. Okay, so these are some success factors for letting go of the old. Now stay tuned. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about getting through the rough patch. Thank you for joining me in the zone. This has been The Growth Zone with Steve Bleistein. Until next time, happy growing.